My name is Avery Lam. I'm here with Azuke Senon.
Yes.
It's June 15th, 2015, and we are at his home in Niverville.
Yes.
On Church Street. Azuke, can I have you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Azuke Gregory Senon, and I'm a resident in Niverville, New York, based in Columbia County, you know.
Can I have you start by telling me a little bit about where you come from?
I'm originally from Haiti. I'm from Haiti. Yes. Haiti is a place in the Caribbean, you know, it's beautiful. Maybe I hope you've been there before. Yeah, it's really, it's beautiful, it's nice, like the problems, you know, like the, always like the politic problems, you know, like the economic problems, you know, but the culture is very rich, you know, like the arts, like the music, like the painting, like the, it's really, I hope we can fix it, you know. You've been to Haiti before? Yeah. That's me.
When did you leave Haiti? And can you talk a little bit about that transition to come to, how did you end up in Niverville?
I left Haiti around 1993, and I've been living in New York City for a couple of years, and after the, I'm moving around here, 2003, I moved around here, but I'm so in love around here. I love it. I love the Hudson River. I love the trees, I love the environment. I was so really so happy the first time I was visiting the Frederick Church's house, you know. It was a really nice place. Olana. It was really beautiful. I think everybody has to visit Columbia County, especially in the fall or like spring, you know, it's really green and beautiful. I know you cannot talk too much, but...
Will you tell me a bit about your childhood?
My what?
Growing up.
Yeah, I grew up in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince. I was not a really good child. Not a good kid. I was really always fight, you know, I was involved in, you know, in, I was really in love with soccer, you know. I was not a really good student. Yeah, I was really, it was fun. We grew up in really nice area. It was not like that. In Port-au-Prince, when I was growing up, it was like the country was clean, you know, there's like the migration was not intense like that today. It's like United States too, you know, like long time ago, like in the 50s, 60s, the migration was not like that, you know. That's when... It was really nice, the neighborhood I was living. We have pretty much the own team, soccer team, we have the own church, we have the own theater, like we have different music groups, you know, it's like we pretty much was rich, very rich in culture. Not in money, you know, but in culture, you know, we was really rich and happy back then. Even Papa Doc was, when I grew up, you know, Papa Doc was really tough, you know. And we survived, you know, is but it's gone.
What about your family?
My family, it's a nice question. I have a really huge family. I have two brothers and two sisters. And I lost my mother, I lost my father. And I have my children. Yeah, I have four kids. And one of my kids have two little beautiful girls. It's gonna be a woman time soon. Yeah. I have cousins, like niece, uncle, but my family, basically, my dad's side from the south in Haiti and Léogâne. I hope you know where Léogâne is. And my mom from Port-au-Prince. Yeah. And I'm born in Port-au-Prince.